Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sado 9 is an old song from a group called the Brotherhood of Man, United We Stand. And I used to play with my kid when she was like 3 or 4 on the edge of the couch, and she'd be standing on the arm of the couch. I'd be singing, United We Stand, Divided We Fall, Fall, and then I'd throw her on a couch, and she'd laugh and giggle and all that stuff. And the only reason I bring that up is the election's over, but keep in mind that the other side is not the enemy. If you're a Republican, the Democrats are not the enemy. If you're a Democrat, the Republicans are not the enemy. They're just people that live in this country, that pay taxes, that have a different view of how the country should be run. And even though the Republicans control the House and the Senate, or it looks like they're going to control the House and the Senate and the White House, that doesn't mean if you're a Democrat, they're your enemy. And if you're the Republicans, that doesn't mean the Democrats are your enemy. It's not divide and conquer. We're all in this together, right? We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk with Michelle Moore, an associate professor of clinical psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans, serves as section chief for psychology, about handling post-election stress and how to be a gracious winner and a gracious loser when we return on WWL. 8:15, I got to tell you, I'm astounded. Cullen in there, Manning Master Control, telling me about some calls he's getting in a text I'm getting here in the text line. And look, that's not everybody. I know that's a vocal few, but I thought coming into work today, considering that this tropical storm Raphael is going to be decapitated and we're not going to have to worry about it, considering, not perhaps for the Allen family, and it's never a joyous thing when somebody gets fired, but the Saints have taken a new direction. I thought people would be happy about that. I know the audience is majority conservative for WWL and very pro-Trump, and I thought that, man, this would be like a Saints win the Super Bowl kind of morning, but yet it seems like people are having a hard time being happy about winning. I don't know what the hell's going on here. And plus, you got LSU playing Bama over the weekend. Michelle Moore Jones is associate professor of clinical psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. Also serves as section chief for psychology. Good morning, Dr. Moore. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay? You okay?
I am here, and I'm with you this morning, okay. Here to talk about how to manage the morning.
How to manage stress, yeah. Somebody texted in about the psychology of this. I don't want to delve into politics at all, but they said, why are you surprised? It's the same thing that happens when a winning team tears down the goalposts, which I never did quite understand why you would tear down your own goalposts, but they do. Tell me what goes on psychologically with people before something like this and after something like this.
Yeah, I think it's a good point because it is a little bit, I think you could compare it to sports in that when one team wins, when people kind of take it too far, right? And it is what you call in sports is kind of that over-celebrating. And there is such thing as when when somebody starts to boast too much, and then you kind of put that in somebody's face, and then how that makes somebody else feel. And then it makes people angry. It makes people defensive, and that makes people upset. And then how it makes the other person feel because they have lost. And then it really takes that polarizing effect and puts people on this really divided side. And I think that's what you hear a lot of people talking about, really the divided tension between our nation. And a lot of people really want there to stop being this polarizing effect and really there to be more neutrality and there to be more of a middle ground. And how do we find that middle ground? And instead that being more of this polarizing effect. And that's what you find in a lot of those spaces is that you're either on this side or you're on that side. And I think a lot of people no longer want to have to feel like you have to pick sides.
So let me try to get the politics out of this. Let's just talk about being a gracious loser. What are some? I shouldn't have said it that way, but I shouldn't have used the inflection that I did. But let's talk about being a gracious loser. How do you go about being, generally speaking, whether it's sports, politics, even an argument with your significant other, a gracious loser?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think a really good way to put it, because there is such a way to go about that of saying, you know, how do I have some humility of saying I didn't win, and but I can still maybe see the perspective of other people, and maybe I can be curious of trying to understand where you might be coming from, and trying to understand of how do you view the world? How do I understand what your experiences are like in the world? And maybe I can actually. I think it's hard for people to say, "Oh, I'd like to celebrate with you, and I want to acknowledge your win." And I think it's hard for people to say, I want to congratulate you as well. But I think you can also say that I'm not going to take the emotional side to the extremes. So how do you remain more emotionally neutral so that it doesn't become emotionally to the point of anger and disdain and rage? I think that's where we have more problems is when, from an emotional standpoint, of we get into these really negative emotional spaces and then we're hurtful to one another. And that's where we see more problematic relationships and more disputes and more arguments is when we say hurtful things that then we sometimes regret after the fact. And then we're really hurtful to one another whenever we allow emotions to get to those darker places that then aren't also productive to conversation.
And I would think it can also cycle or circle where the best thing you can do is just let it go.
I think you can, and I think sometimes it's important to realize when you need to walk away from an emotionally heated conversation and when maybe you do need to step back and say, you know, I don't think this is a good time for me to talk. And I think that's true just in any difficult conversation. When we say, you know, I don't think I'm in a space to be able to talk about this right now, maybe later we can talk. And, you know, I think we've got holidays coming up and we often talk about, you know, there are some conversations, some topics that maybe you don't bring into the holiday dinner table. Maybe pick a different topic. And maybe that's not the right setting to have that conversation.
And we have to take a break. But I mean, internally as well, Dr. Moore, in that, the election's over, the game's over, the court case has been ruled. I'm trying to think anything else that would be of a competitive nature.
Right. Time to move on.
That's what I'm saying. Just it's like it's over. Time to move on. You got to get that within yourself, right?
Correct. That is true.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll talk about being a gracious winner with Dr. Michelle Moore, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans, serves as Section Chief for Psychology, 821 Traffic Now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, thought it'd be a good idea to check in with our friend, Dr. Michelle Moore, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans, serves as Section Chief for Psychology. Dr. Moore, have you ever been able, and I know you've done a lot of research into what's wrong with me or not?
You know, I've tried, but it's very hard.
A lot of work,
person.
A lot of work to do,
yeah,
a lot of staff involved there. That's and resources, not to mention resources. You'd need a special session.
Correct.
Just to fund that alone. No, but seriously, when it comes to being a gracious winner, what are some of the rules, whether it's a sporting event, a campaign, an argument with your spouse, rules to being a gracious winner? Because I know in sales, one thing they always tell you is when somebody says yes, shut up. right? Don't keep talking. And it seems as though sometimes that philosophy could be applied to relationships where when you get your way, just shut up, let it go. There's no need to keep pushing. Go ahead, talk to me.
Yeah. So I think we all know how good it feels when we win something. And we all know what it feels like to lose. We've all been on both sides of that at some point in our lives. And I think it is true that if you're around other people where you're both on that same side of we both won and that's great and we can really talk about that and maybe we're continuing that conversation because we identify in that same way. So maybe that conversation continues a little longer. But say you come across somebody where you realize, oh, I think we're maybe not identifying the same way. And so we have a difference of opinion here. So maybe you realize that and you decide, like you said, maybe we stop that conversation here. We just acknowledge that. But we also acknowledge that in the grand scheme here, that we're all here for the same reason. And we all live in the same country. And we all, at the end of the day, really want the same things, right? So we may not have voted for the same person. You know, we just kind of establish that and we acknowledge that. But we don't need to dig that into the ground, and I'm not going to keep honing in on that point and keep boasting about that. I think that's where we kind of cross that line, and that's where we can realize the feelings can start to get really big. And just as before, we were talking about those negative feelings come out, right? If we start to then kind of go with the other side of that spectrum of we start to get too boastful with our feelings, and we start to realize, read the room, right? If you read the room and you realize that you're getting really these positive big emotions and the other person is really going in the opposite direction, might be time to kind of simmer down and to start to take a step back and maybe shift to a different topic, you know, of realizing that in that space that maybe it's time to calm down and maybe we shift to a different topic.
And we have a minute left. I do have to address with you mending fences after a contentious campaign and election.
Yeah. And so I think we saw this in past years and past elections that sometimes you can mend the fences and sometimes we can't. And there are some fences people have found that have been really hard to mend. And ideally, you want to see if you can learn from other people. Try to be curious. I want to learn from your perspective. Maybe we don't think in the same way. We don't always agree, but can we agree to disagree? And can I learn from you? I'd like to understand more about why you think that way. Can you do that in a non-defensive way? You can actually really learn a lot about other people and maybe really open up your own worldview if you actually take time to truly listen to what other people have to say, which would be really my greatest advice for how do you can really mend the fence.
We're not always right. None of us are. Thank you, Dr. Moore. I appreciate your time. One thing I want to say, too, I played that song United We Stand before about playing with my kid on a couch. When you get right down to it, we're all just people playing with our kids on a couch, right? I mean, we're all just fellow people trying to get through it one day at a time. So maybe give each other a break. We'll take a break, come back, continue to talk about the election. Right now, it's time for WWL.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First News. 8:39, 21 till 9. I have gotten, and I counted them, 67 texts from different numbers asking me for whom I voted. And I think the fact that 67 people don't know who I voted for indicates that I'm doing my job pretty, pretty, pretty well. I don't play the game. I just call them is what I do. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to a political scientist. I will say this before you get yourself all spun up about the election. If your garbage cans don't get picked up or streetlights out, call the White House or call your congressman. Let me know how that works out for you, just in terms of what effect this is going to have on your actual life. People so, and we'll talk about the about this with the political scientists, they get so spun up on national elections and presidential elections. The people that really affect your life, that's going to be the sheriff. If it's elected, that's going to be the councilman, etc. Just a thought. Meanwhile, listen to what Bobby McFerrin has to say. 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, the day after election. I asked you to text me at 504-260-1870 and describe in one word how you feel after the election. I will ask you this real quick. Don't you want to be at the Caesar Superdome Sunday? Cheer on Darren Rizzi. I love that guy's ears. My ears are just like Clark Gable on steroids, and I love the guy's ears. Anyway, when Darren Rizzi and the Saints battle the Atlanta Falcons, we talked about Heat Week with the Alabama Crimson Tide. All due respect to Dan Barron, our general manager, but the Tide's going down. Anyway, it's also got a big rivalry going on with the Saints playing the Falcons. You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. Open bar, premium liquor, all you can eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy, but you got to do this. You can't stuff yourself so much that you can't scream, because we do want to win the game. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter for your chance to win tickets to the Saints taking on the hated Falcons. That's from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyers of the Saints and Saints Radio. And tomorrow would be your last day to do that. We've been checking in with some of our political science friends this morning and get their take on the election. One of our good friends, David Schultz, professor of political science, also an instructor of law at Hamline University. Morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I hope you're doing well today.
I am. Did you get any sleep?
I got a couple hours last night.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are on short night's sleep. Tell me any surprises, because you and I have spoken God knows how many times right. throughout this whole election cycle. Anything that surprised you last night, anything that stood out to you, et cetera?
A few things. First, it's the incredible degeneration in the support that Democrats have from working class across America. They have across every state in the country.
That Democrats have?
The Demos, Democrats lost support among the working class.
Lost
all across
support.
I thought
you said they had support. Now I understand.
They lost support across the board. And they overplayed the abortion issue in the sense that thinking that abortion is going to be the doorway to winning the presidency. And at the end of the day, there's all kinds of evidence, not a surprise. Remember James Carville's line? It's the economy, stupid, from a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I still say it was the price of what? Milk, bread, eggs, gasoline, et cetera, et cetera. And there's evidence that even those suburban women voted on the economy. Harris did worse in the suburbs than Biden did 4 years ago. So it's that incredible erosion. And with that, with the exception of maybe one race, which is Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, you know, in the state right next to mine here, in every close race in the United States, the Republicans won it. I think by the time the dust settles, they're going to win all the swing states that were in play.
So there's no doubt in your mind they take the House, because they've already taken the Senate and the White House. You think they take the House of Representatives as well, right?
It looks like it at this point. But again, we just don't know for sure. But if I were a betting person, I would say that they're going to probably take the House of Representatives. It's going to be narrow. It's going to be a very narrow race, a majority for the Republicans. But I think they're going to have, the political equivalent of a trifecta, at the national level.
You know, you mentioned James Carville. He lives here and he's in and out. I know he listens to WWL. James, if you're listening, man, I know you know the hotline number. I would love to talk to you today, unless you're already booked with Newell, and I haven't looked ahead to see if you are or not. But James, if you're listening, man, call in. I give you an hour, next hour, to talk to you. Speaking of the economy, so despite abortion, despite Haitians, despite the Ohio thing, debates, this, that, the other thing, Joe Biden dropping out, Donald Trump making an issue of this with the disenfranchised Democratic primary voters, everything else. You make a list. I'm not specifically picking out Trump. Harris, what she said, all of that. Put it all in one big bag, and when what you get out and you reach out, when you reach in, what you get out is the economy.
I think so, because this is what voters were concerned about 2 years ago, and it stayed constant despite all that noise, everything that you've just mentioned there. You know, Biden in, Biden out, Harris in, all the other stuff like that. I think that was just kind of like noise or static surrounding the most core issue, which is the economy. Just at the end of the day, people are looking at their paycheck and they're looking at their grocery bill and they're saying, boy, something's not right here. And Harris never, I think, well spoke to that issue, never talked about it in terms of about those concerns. Now, we could have a great debate regarding whether or not presidents have any control, serious control over the economy or the price of goods, et cetera, but at the end of the day, I think that was part of the problem, is that she didn't speak to the concerns of working class America.
Got three words for you. Perception is reality, right? David Schultz, our guest, will pick
always
it up here. We come back, professor of political science at Hamline University. I did want to say this, too. David is also a professor of law. So if you, the audience, have any questions, constitutional questions, or about the role of government or procedures in government moving forward that you wanted to ask, text them in and I'll pass them along to our good friend David Schultz when we come back. Professor of Political Science and Law at Hamline University, 851, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 858 now, a couple of minutes left with David Schultz, Professor of Political Science at Hamline University. We talked about this earlier, David, and I'll address it. The Supreme Court, you got Sotomayor that has had some health issues. The chances of either her stepping aside while you have a lame duck president and lame duck Senate so that they could push through a liberal justice. And on the other side, you got a conservative, a Republican House, Senate, and it would be the Senate, not the House, but a Republican Senate and Republican White House coming in. You got Alito that's 74 and Thomas is 76 or the other way around. The likelihood of them stepping down and Trump appointing and the Senate confirming two justices in the next 2 years that are in their 50s. Thoughts on that?
I think you're absolutely correct at this point. I know the Biden administration was planning on trying to fill, I think it's like about 47 or 50 approximately vacancies in the lower federal courts at this point. They were going to try to fill those no matter what. And I think there's going to be a bigger pressure on that. Expect to see a lot of pressure on Sotomayor also, although when they pressured off Breyer, remember a while ago, that didn't exactly go so well for them also either. So
what happened there? Refresh my memory, David, because we got a lot.
I mean, there was big pressure to put Breyer off. I mean, have Breyer to go off. Actually, I should correct myself here. He was replaced, you know, with Ketanji Jackson.
Right.
So she's on this. It did work well here, I should say. But the concern is that the Republicans might be able to hold this up just for a few weeks if Sotomayor were to announce her retirement and not really allow anything to happen, you know, because
then from the liberal standpoint, you're really screwed because now you got maybe three conservative justices being appointed by Trump in a Republican Senate.
Exactly. You're correct at this point. Plus, you're right. I could see Thomas and Alito stepping down in the next few years and getting replaced with younger versions of themselves.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.